Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 30th of Sivan, 19th of June, Dayan Avram Yaakov Dadun Shlita, lying to get by, lying in based in, lying in business. This week's Torah way been sponsored Lir Nishmos, Rav Yosef and Rav Moshe Hashem Yimkem Domo, Harold Basha Bas Rav Yosef Hashem Yimkem Domo, Hannah Blumen Bas Rav Yosef Hashem Yimkem Domo. The outside was on the 15th of Sivan, and also Lir Nishmos. Shalom is Bas Rabbi Huda Lei, Aleha Shalom, whose yard site was on Shabbos.
But just all those who I think it's been quite a while since I've last spoken here. Baruch Hashem, beautiful faces again to see the continuation of the way Torah is meant to be started in the day. And speaking about sensitive subjects, which often people seem to say that, what this is the same thing got to do with me? You know, I'm a very honest, straight person. I don't lie, I don't do anything. But soon we'll see that perhaps there are there is a ladder that we can stem to. May I start just with a very short story of Ezra Atiya, one of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim. When they came to him to get a smicha, they sat for an hour, 2 hours, 3, 4 hours, Shaka Vitaria. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, he says, oh, you passed your test, now I can sign your smicha. He looks at it. At the time, it was very dangerous to go into Yerushalayim. He was just on the outskirts of what's now called. and he wanted a sign. And then he said, how can I sign this? It says Yerushalayim. I'm not in Yerushalayim. The following morning, he phones them up and he says, now you can come and pick up your smicha. In the middle of the night, he went inside the walls of Yerushalayim in order for him to sign. To understand what it means, MS, and to understand what the boundaries of halacha when it comes to sheker is vital. In this week's parasha, rather let's try and bring it in parasha's Korach, it says, Ki kol ha'idah kedoshim hem. Korach comes and he says that everyone is Kodosh, everyone is in Mamad Har Sinai. He said a lie? He didn't say a lie, did he? The Pritzadik, the Torah Kokoyan, deals on this point. And he emphasized the point that every lie doesn't have any standing. As everyone knows, the sheker is something which is not, it's not tangible. In order to make a sheker fleishik, we have to put a bit of emes into it. We have to make it standing, everyone knows. In order to make it concretized, we have to try to establish it. We all considered kulam kedoshim. We say in the tefillah. What was it that Korach said? He said he took a point which is true and he turned it upside down. He took the root of Klal Yisrael and he turned it over. He says kulam kedoshim hem, but really everyone knows, as it says olam shana nefesh, everyone knows London is one place, Eretz Yisrael is another, Yerushalayim is another, Kodesh Kodoshim is another, even though all Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh, but there are Dargas. So too Yisrael, Kohen, Levi, Kohen Gadol. So too in times of the year you have a Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Yom, there are Dargas, even though Kulam Kodoshim Heim, but there are Dargas. Korach said, yeah, why should Moshe Rabbeinu get his point? Everyone is holy. So he's taking an emistic point that we're all kadoshim, but he's turning it over. And he's considering as in using that sheker, the persuasion, ki korach v'chol adato, machalke she'ena l'shem shamayim. When it comes to a Beis Din, it's very important that the Dayan sees both sides, the truth of both sides. If a dayan sees this is the truth and this is a lie. And she has understood that the second psalm. There's no liars coming to Beis Din. Perhaps in other courts, but the fact that they're coming to a Beis Din already means that the Elech Yidin, that they want they want the Torah away. And if that's the case, it's very important for the dying to see that they both have their tzad to the story. And then, in order to see this MS and this MS, you can get to MS Lamitosa Shatir. But when one side is clearly making a lie, it's unfathomable to see the differences. But it's very, very, very clear, and they're over on the rises, as we'll see. But Bederach Klal, they both have their own way of looking at this, and they're coming to the Dayanim in order they can make a decision. When we're talking about Sheker, there are a few points, perhaps I can touch a few of them in order that we can... A few questions that perhaps will start... that come up, that within us every day in our businesses, and perhaps with that we can try to start and explain what it means by sheker. For example, you bought an item and you've got and your friend bought a similar item. You've lost your certificate to give back this item. It's within the year. It's within the guarantee. But you don't have your receipt. Can you use your friend's receipt who bought the same item and take it to the shop? And tell them, this is my receipt. It's not your receipt. This is my receipt. And then use that for an exchange. Can you use someone else's card that perhaps gives you a special discount? Yeah, everyone's got their friend who's got a card, you know. I'm going to this, I'm going to that. Can I use your card and take it there? Is that something we can do? When I'm coming to... When I want to try to tell my employer, listen, I'm doing a certain amount of hours. Can I blow it up just a little bit more? Because I know he's never going to pay me the exact amount.
Sorry?
There are such things, yeah.
He's gonna cheat him because he doesn't pay him.
Right.
Well, they're both cheats, aren't they?
Correct, they're both cheats. What happens when I go to... Perhaps you can relate to this. You want to sue the insurance company. So you blow up your claim, because you know no one gets a letter from the insurance company. Hello, dear David, it was a pleasure dealing with you. Here's the check that you asked for. No one's going to get that kind of insurance, right? So therefore, you blow up your claim in order you're going to get what you deserve. Does that relate to you better? Or perhaps, when it comes to courts, everyone knows taking their lawyer, and you come to the lawyer and you say to him, listen, if I get £50,000, it'll be enough. You know I'm happy, and the lawyer says, come on, David, you know what you should be doing here. Trust me, no less than £120,000, that's what we're going for. Listen, if we get 50 at the end, it'll be good, but we have to start off with a higher claim. Is that something you can relate to? Also difficult. Perhaps telling your wife she's beautiful in an eight-month pregnancy. Is that also something you can relate to?
The wife is always beautiful.
Always. There are many heterim that we find. One of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself lied. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Sarimenu, Yadua, Sarah said, V'adoni Zakanti, right? She said that my husband is already old. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says,
Avram.
When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram, he said, Sora said, V'ani zakanti. When you want to make shalom from peace space, you have to use the midas hashekel. The Gemara says even mitzvah hashekel.
Didn't Avram lie when he said that you're my sister, not my wife?
That's already a sakona also. Yeah. Very, very interestingly, we find this din of emes and shekel in our day in and day out cases. And every person can take it for himself to try to understand how do I go about, whether it's employer, whether it's employee, I'm not feeling too well, I can't come to work. Is that really true? Is it not true? And how can I go about and really see that the shekel at the end of the day doesn't have a gram. So when it comes to the Rishonim, when they speak about shekel, Lemaisa, the Rambam, and others who are moina, the mitzvah sasei, aren't actually moina this. And if you look at the Gemara in Shavuos in Daf Lamed Aleph, which talks about midvash shekel tirchak, it talks about beikar, things that happen in Beis Din. If a person comes to Beis Din and he wants to be toveya, a person, a moneh, 100, so what do you say? I'll be toveya you 200, and that way you'll be moide miktas, you'll be kofer, you'll be moide, and that way I'll end up getting 100. Then he's over on the issa d'oraisa of mitzvah sheket tirchak. Most of the Rishonim hold that the issa d'oraisa is in Beis Din itself. Is in Beis Din itself. Other Rishonim hold that it's not only in Beis Din, because there's a Taina that says that mitzvah sheket tirchak is better only regarding the Dayonim, regarding the Beis Din, but not regarding other people. And they say, no, even with others, Talisa Darabonon, the others who hold it's even an Issa Daraisa when it comes to when the Sheker causes a Nezek. That's when it already becomes more severe. The Yerayim, he says, even if it doesn't cause a Nezek, it can be even a Daraisa. What's interesting is there's a famous shach at the beginning of Hilchos Tovim V'Nitzanim and Choshen Mishpat, the Siman Ayin Hei. There he talks about when a person comes to a Beis Din and he wants to be Toveya or a Nitba, he has to be very, very careful with his claims. You can have people coming and they think Beis Din works like in court, and it really does not work that way. You know, straight away they can see that you're way off your balance, what you're asking for. However, there's a shutra of Palim of the Ben Ish Chai. He brings the importance about midas hasheker, midas haemes. Ad kedei kach, it says, ein mekabes pnei hashchina, kata shakronim, kata leitzonim, kayadua. And the question is, if lemaisa at the end of the day, I want to be ma'amid ala emes, am I allowed to be mishaka? And that's a question which is a bit more difficult to try to understand. At the end of the day, the emes is with me, right? Can I use midas hasheker or kol mine tachbulot as the poskim bring down in order to get to the emes at the end of the day? So there's a famous Rav Pa'alim which brings that one is allowed, and on that there's a Chaim Velozhin who I saw written one of the Achronim want to be Miyashiv, and he says that all the Issa that we have is in Beis Din, b'chutz le-Beis Din. If you can come out in a way that you know that this is the truth, this is the way forward, then you can use Tachbulos in order to come to that. Very interestingly enough, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara talks about Shortam, Shor Muad. There's no Shortam is Chatzi Nezek, Shor Muad is Nezek Shalim. The difference is that Shortam you can be gover from the goof of the Shor itself. So what happens if a person borrows a Shor? borrows an ox. Becheskat shu'tam. He understood that this was a shu'tam. It was never nageach. Or was nageach once. And there was nimta that it was really a mu'at. What's the din? So the Gemara says, the Bali Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, Vashayon Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. It's very interesting. The Gemara goes on to talk about.
What was the outcome?
Sorry? The outcome is that if the person borrows the ox.
He thought he was a good guy.
I thought it was good. Yeah. About it. So the din is that the Shoel needs to pay Chatzi Nezek, as if it was a tam, because that's what he borrowed. Right? But since Lamaise, it wasn't mud at the end of the day, the mush'al, the bailim of the ox, he needs to pay the other half.
Why doesn't the bailim of the ox have to pay it all? Because he gave him a bailim.
Oh, that's what the Gemara talks about. Exactly, that's exactly what the Gemara talks about there. The Gemara then asks a question, why can't the shoel say, like you said, I could have. One of the questions that the Gemara asks is also, why can't the Shoel ask that I could have taken the Shoel? Had I known it was a Mu'ad, I would have taken it to the lake, right? I would have taken it away. So the Tosis already asks there. He says, "Bitumia, if you have it here, I would open up for you." Ma, what's the taina to do something Shelo Kedin? To take out the ox and take it to the agam, so the beis din won't be able to be tovea from the ox itself. And lemaisa, the Tosas there is metaretz, an interesting teretz, and on the basis of that teretz, the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim deal with this. So he says as follows. Bear with me. Tema says, "Ma taina hizu imken haya oseh shelo kedin." How can you possibly make a taina? Yeah, he could have done something which would have been an ois mensch. You could have taken it out, right? You could have taken it out from the, if it's not front of the basin, then he wouldn't be gover from the basin. He wouldn't have to be gover from the shore. So Tosfos says, "V'nira li shorot seloima mitoch dvarim elu shahayiti oseh haya nizak mitpasher imi b'davar muat v'haya mocheli." Venimta shivditani kola yitron. He says, "I would have come to a pshara." He says, "Had I known this, then I would have told the nizak. I would have come to sort of pshara. Once I have a card in my hand to try to play with, then I can already deal with the nizak." A lot of the poskim try to explain this. What exactly is the pshara here? Is it something? Is shkorim also? But you're allowed to do ma'isim which can come to sort of pshara. There are those who say that as long as there's no chiyuv, then that's why it's muta. Lemaisa lahalocha. I can see. There's a machlokes dolab and the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Rambam. A Tshuvas HaRashba brings down that if a person wants to be meshake in order to get to his emes, then it's asur. But according to Rambam, he says you're allowed to be meshane. You're allowed to be meshane if you know for sure that the emes is with you. What do you mean the emes is with you? It means as follows, and that's how the tumim takes on and the nesivas. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gurin brings down the Gemara and brings down the Rashba, and he says it's awesome. The Tumah says as follows: if a person has an old loan that he can't be tovea, so for argument's sake, I lent David money. David owes me money. Okay, now I can't claim from David because I don't have witnesses. But the truth is that he owes me money. A month later, David comes to me, and now he's being tovea from me money. And I'm saying to myself, not only is he not paying me, but now I need to pay him. Now he's coming to me in Beis Din, and he's telling me, "What, I need to pay him? I don't need to pay him." So the Tumim says that if it's very clear And the Nesivis adds, it has to know that it's mamash clear, that that's the emesis of me, then I'm allowed to do tachbulot, not even sheker, in order that I won't need to end up paying you, in such circumstances. And on this, there is a big tumma in the poskim. How can you do sheker? How can you not do? How can you do in beis din? How can you do out of beis din? But lemaisa, at the end of the day, how people take on, they take on very simply. One needs to be so careful when it comes to do something, especially in beis din, because you're talking about ready deraisas and doing it chutz le beis din. There's in beis din, there's chutz le beis din. Ad kedekach. When it comes to speaking about a sheker, and you want to be tevea a bituach, so I saw Rav Kamenetsky, he writes that why is it different in such cases? Because it's chutz le-beis din. He says that the derech is, one has to see what the derech is in the shuk. Often you can find, this was a big heter that I saw, that when it comes to being tevea, especially if that's the way, like he said, this is the way that they deal with it. In order to come to, you know, to deal with, you want to buy a house. No one comes to, yeah, this is the price, right? Everyone, that's the way it tackles with them. In such circumstances, then it would be mutter. Abzam Nechemi Goldberg, he goes even further than that. He says, in such a case, when someone knows that he's not being paid, he knows that he gets a certain amount an hour, but he knows this person, he's always playing games with him. Then he can put, he can say his amount of hours is X. The Ben Ish Chai even brings that a person can be mezayif. Again?
I mean, it's not a suitable way of living.
Definitely not. I agree with you. The Ben Ish Chai brings down a very interesting case. Maybe I'll bring it later on if I still have time. The Gemara in Ksubos, and this is another head which is very important to us. In Ksubas Ted Zayin speaks about Kalenoi v'chasuda, right? If a person sees a bride, and she's twiddling with her eye like this. She's going like this. She's the most amazing girl I've ever seen. Mutar asu. Huh? My Beishama Beis Hillel. Beishama says?
Kamoi
Shehi. Beis Hillel says? Kale noe v'chasuda. What happened to Sheke? Son Beis Hillel says no problem to be Meshake? Sorry? So there are several Tirutim that's brought down. What you said was the Taz, fantastic. Anyone offer any more explanations? There's several, seven or eight explanations just on this sugi itself.
In his eyes, it's...
Oh, that's the Taz, that's the Taz. Oh, sorry, that's the Mara, what you just said now. Yeah, for a husband, that's the way. Sorry? Something Pnei Shalom, it's Mutter. Pnei Shalom, like we said. The Ritva. But the preacher says something fabulous. He says, sorry? Oh, Chasim Sofer. Tanim Sosh Chasim Sofer. Chasim says, Bosham Pnei Kavod. You can't start. What's going to be like if you... But you're telling him the truth. It's very interesting. I think the preacher says that he's not saying a clear out lie. The preacher says, and something that's mashma letre ape is muta. And I think that's the basis, that's the basis of all these, the poskim who speak about this. They say for the husband, this is that type, is it? They're all speaking in the trei apim. What does the trei apim mean? The fifth tzaddik comes to your door to ask for money for his moisin. Why? Because the first four, for sure, you brought them in, you sat with them, you gave them a nice check, I'm sure. But the fifth one, already you're saying, die. Tomorrow, you want to come to the door nicely and say, I'm sorry, I don't have for today. I don't have. And really, you do have. Or, David, I come to you, listen, can I borrow? I'm sorry, I picked on David today. I said, Can I borrow? Do you mind if I borrow £50,000? Is that okay with you? And everyone knows David is a multimillionaire. If he says, I'm sorry, I don't have, that's just a blank out lie, isn't it? What do you think? That's what it means. But that's, he doesn't say that. He says when he says I don't have, he doesn't mean that he doesn't have in the bank physically. I don't have available to give to you. Or goy, la'avdil, right? You don't want to be stuck, you don't know how to be tovehim. You can have sorts of colleagues who are non-Jewish. And you want to tell him, sorry, I don't have. Is that allowed? So something which is mashma letre ape, okay? Because we hold of the shittas that sheker is the rabbono, when we mashma letre ape, if it's leturech, then it's mutar. So mashal, if we have four, because of kavod, because of busha, these type of things, it's going to be mutar if it's going to be mashma letre ape. It's not a clear out lie, but rather it can be understood in two different ways. That's one of the main heterim. Kamuvan, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia Chav Gimel. I didn't tell you, but it's the sugya of sheker just throughout Shas. You can have in Bava Metzia Chav Gimel Yedua there, Bepuria, Bemesechta, and over there we see that if it's because of anova, someone wants to say, do you know Hilchos Sheker inside out? And you just sat there and learned it. He says, no, a little bit. Anova is mutar l'shaker. Mipnei Hasholem, we learn that it's mutar l'shaker. Tznius, the Gemara says that. Puria, mutar l'shaker. So we see that even though we're am emes, duresh emes, a hierarchy works differently to the normal sector when it says emes. But rather we have other things which are a bit more important than emes. Ainu tznius, sholom, these things are much, much more important. And if we don't understand that importance, then we're missing something here. But the importance here is to really see that even if we don't have those criteria, in which circumstances can we manage to get ourselves out from, is bederecha v'chonetre ape. We want to be madrich our children. Should we madrich them treape, or should we go just speak the truth? He said, Yadua, the Gedolim always said that the most important with the children is make sure that they're speaking to you the truth. The last thing you want is them telling you something else. And so with the children, always be careful when it comes to these things. No matter what, tell them to tell their dad the truth. Doesn't make a difference what happened in school. Why? But you with that, that's the truth. Because that at the end of the day is the tmimus dik. That's what we want to bring up the kinder. That's how we want to bring them up in the right way. But when it comes to when you want to try to deal with business, you want to try to deal with bnei adam, we have to be careful where we're going, who we're doing, what we're saying. How many times do we go to a shop knowing? I'll probably use this for a day and then give it back. You should know, in the corona, it happened a lot. I need this coat just for a day. It's raining today. What's the big deal? I'll go to Marks and Spencer, get the coat and give it back. Huh? A gemach, yeah. We have to be very, very careful. When we're seen in our in other nations' eyes, we're seen as a nation of emes. We're seen as b'yashar b'darko Hashem. Really, I touched, but it was very difficult these 40, half an hour to try to touch upon what sheker encounters, where we find it, and how we can deal with it. Bezat Hashem, when we take this away, v'emes v'ashalom. When we're going in that mahalach, when we go with that derech, then we can continue from generation to generation to go bedachas Hashem oiz le'ama yitain Hashem yivarches ama b'sholem.
Number one, if anybody wants to be in the shtatel, the Rosh Chodesh is available. But more important is